Bloomington Normal's number one for all the hits. Online at WPNQ.com. And now on Amazon. Hey, Alexa, enable the 101.5 WPNQ skill.
All right, I am such a enthusiast about what's going on this morning because, you know, Archie J, one of my dreams is to have people in the studio when they're young or when they're unknown, and then someday they thank us during their Grammy acceptance speech.
Oh, that's a dream.
Right?
Yeah.
And I know we've had so many talented musicians move in or be trained here and move out of our community. Someday it's going to happen. And I'm very impressed every year when Mr. B and friends from Normal Community West bring us a sampling of their jazz ensemble. Mr. B's back in studio. Hi, sir. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you this morning?
Your title seems to be expanding. Every time I talk to you, you have like a new orchestra title. Are you the head of the department?
I am. Okay. And then I'm with some great people. Lisa Preston is the band director. And then Kimberly Martin Boyd in orchestra and Sarah Williams in choir.
Okay. I also want to do a shout out to Roseanne Emerson Fox, who helps to coordinate this incredible appearance that we do every single year, because your jazz night gets everybody coming, not just proud parents and friends. Everybody likes to come to your jazz night. Tell us about it.
Well, it's this Friday. We have doors opening at 5 o'clock with performances beginning in the lobby around 5:15 and then beginning on the main stage at 5:30. We're featuring groups from Parkside Junior High School, Kingsley Junior High School, Normal Community High School. We have a combo coming over from Illinois Wesleyan University, and then of course the ensembles from Normal West as well.
Has there been a little bit of an uptick in the love of jazz or the interest in jazz at the young person level because of movies like La La Land and some other things that have been happening in the world?
Absolutely. I think, you know, some of our school groups have played music from those movies and that sort of thing. But really, we're excited about the amount of students making music and playing jazz at school. We have right now two big bands and a jazz guitar ensemble and about 50 students in instrumental jazz at Normal West, and then a vocal jazz ensemble as well. So a lot of interest. It's awesome.
It's a very impressive program. And to keep music in our schools is a passion for me. So I'm excited to say that we're going to get a sampling from the students that are here today. Could you introduce them for us, please, Mr. B?
I can. It's the saxophone section with our upright bass player. So Kiva Schoburnd is on bass this morning. She's a freshman at Normal West.
And you got a big, big bass. How long have you been playing big, big bass?
I've been playing a little bit before fifth grade.
A little bit before fifth grade. There's nothing I love better than a stand-up bass, so nice to meet you. Who else do we have?
We have Shane Connell on barry sax. He is a senior. We have Stephanie Reinhardt on tenor saxophone. She's a junior. We have Micah Schwingel on alto saxophone. She's a freshman. We have Christine Breeden, who's playing double duty on flute and alto saxophone this morning. She is a senior. We have Nate Jackson Walbridge on tenor saxophone. He's a senior. And then Hunter Landstrom on alto saxophone, who is a junior.
Okay, I don't see many people usually switch from sax to flute. So which came first, the sax or the flute?
Saxophone, definitely.
Saxophone. And how long have you been playing flute?
A month and a half.
Well, we are going to give her a chance to practice for just a little bit longer as we'll take a short break, and then we'll come back and hear a sampling from our friends at Normal Community West High School and the upcoming jazz night this Friday. First, a look at
sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens is here for all your diabetes needs. Stop by today to consult with your pharmacist and get trusted advice and tips about your diabetic medication and testing supplies.
All right, your weather forecast for today. We have to have days like this so we appreciate when spring really does arrive, right? I have lived in a climate that was nice all year round, and it gets a little boring. So today's one of those days you learn to appreciate the nice weather. Scattered flurries after 4, otherwise partly sunny, high 34. Flurries tonight, low 20, mostly sunny, high 34 on Thursday. We're at 30 outside right now. Again, Mr. Budzinski from Normal Community West High School has brought in a selection of great jazz performers from their upcoming jazz night. The show is this Friday. Mr. B, where can I find some more details online if I just want to review? I'm driving right now. I can't write anything down.
You can visit the Normal West Band website. It's nwbands, it's plural, .org.
nwbands.org.
Mm-hmm.
And it's plural. Okay. nwbands.org. Thank you, Archie J, for all the photos and all the podcasting and everything you're doing. But I'm going to turn things over to you to count them off so we get to hear what you got here on WB&Q.
1, 2, 3.
Thank you. pause appropriately before you know whether or not it was just a break or it was actually the thing. Nice job on flute. 2 months. Seriously?
Yeah.
Shut up. Okay. Mr. B, again, the show starts at 5:15 with the Normal West Jazz Guitar Ensemble.
Yes, it does.
That's a fun title.
It is. It is. We had a slew of guitarists audition last year and didn't want to exclude anyone, but didn't have quite that many spaces in the two big bands. So yeah. We started this group a year ago, and they've been playing a bunch of jazz standards and other things. It's been a really good time.
So. I like it. We've got big jazz fans in the area, so don't miss out on this show. It's not your average high school players. It's Normal Community West, a Normal Community, and you said also Parkside Junior High.
Parkside and Kingsley, yep.
And Kingsley, and even a nice jazz combo at 7:10 from Illinois Wesleyan University. Thank you so much for the performance. Well done.
Thanks a ton for having us.
Well done. I appreciate having you here, and remember when the Grammy speech happens, you say, I was inspired by that trip to WB&Q that our top 40 station cared about our local musicians.
Absolutely.
You're raising the future big names in the industry, so thank you, Mr. B, and to your entire staff.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll see you on Friday night with support from WB&Q.